Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Going right into the phone calls here to start things out. Let's talk to Frank in New Hampshire. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Just to let you know that I am arrived in New Hampshire now, and I'm living in the Hampton Beach headquarters house now with six other people. And I got here from Portland, Oregon on the Monday night.
Now, why are you in New Hampshire?
To campaign for Ron Paul for the primary as part of the Operation Live Free or Die project.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's,
yeah.
You said you came from Oregon?
Yeah, from Portland, Oregon.
Wow, that's quite a trip. Now, do you have a job? How was it that you
put that on hold? I quit my job. I moved out of my apartment. I'm going to be here until January 9th through the primary. So I'd be here about 6 weeks or so.
Wow, that's amazing.
And,
now,
the people I live with, they're from Arizona, Colorado, Oklahoma, California. It's really spans the entire country. It's not just, few people here in the area getting together. I mean, the organizers from Seattle, as you guys know, you had him on yesterday.
Right, right. DJ Boyapati, he is, again, a former Google engineer. He also quit his job in order to work for the Ron Paul campaign full-time, which I just find a mind-boggling level of dedication to this, what is essentially a political campaign. I mean, Ron Paul's a pretty special guy and everything, but still, it's still politics. I'm still kind of blown away by all this. And, we did talk to him last night about Operation Live Free or Die, which you can learn more about at OperationLiveFreeOrDie.com. But in a nutshell, it's a movement of 1,000. They're trying to get 1,000 people. They've got over 400 people signed up so far to move here to New Hampshire on a temporary basis to live for a number of weeks here up until the primary and actively campaign for Ron Paul. Did you just get in today?
No, I got on Monday night. I got into Manchester Airport from Phoenix. That's where my connecting flight was. So
now,
I got picked up from the airport in a totally decked out Ron Paul mobile. Had the little taxi light sign on top. Said
wow.
Ron Paul. Had the magnetic stickers all over the bumper stickers. I mean, it was pretty surreal to kind of be here and be in this environment where I've been reading about it, I've been hearing about it, and now I'm finally here, and the whole thing is just incredible. I mean,
that's amazing.
We go out canvassing every day, 9:30, 10 a.m., get back at 4 when it's dark. We do about 100 houses a day.
Is that a per person?
We went to the
Is that 100 houses per person,
today.
Frank?
Picked up a bunch of materials, mm-hmm. new information, Slim Jims, signs, stickers, the whole works. It's really incredible.
So, Frank, is that 100 houses per person?
It depends. Sometimes it can be pretty high, but generally we get a packet of information that has all of the kind of registered and independent Republicans, and we take a block or we take a side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Each one kind of has their own list, and then we complete the list, and then we send it back to the HQ in Concord.
So you don't bother with people that are unregistered, and even though in New Hampshire you can register day of.
No, we do the undeclared people.
Okay,
and
undeclared is registered though.
Right.
So you know.
Right. He's asking
right.
if you're skipping houses that you aren't sure of their status.
Yeah, we get a list that comes to us that has, the name and everything, and we don't like just randomly go through neighborhoods. It's pretty coordinated. And those come from the campaign themselves. They are helping us a lot with that.
Okay.
So we don't have to do the work ourselves because if we had to compile those lists of voters or independent or undecided voters, we would
the
be
campaign
spending,
will do that. The campaign will do that for anybody in any area, just so you know.
So.
Frank, I'm curious. When you got here, you got into the little Ron Paul mobile. You ended up out in Hampton Beach, which is again the coast of New Hampshire. Are you living with all Operation Live Free or Die participants?
Yes, I am.
And what's this house that you're living in? Is it something they rented? I know VJ was on last night telling us that they were trying to rent houses specifically for you guys.
This particular house is kind of the I guess, the test bed. This house was rented a few weeks back, almost a month ago, and it kind of got started before the organization really started to get together and raise money and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A family came out here, Laura and Wes from Arizona. They got the house. They started doing the work. More people joined in. There's been people that have came and gone, and we're expecting new people coming in the next 2 weeks. But this is kind of the first house, the first official kind of test house. And as I understand it, there's plenty more in the works. And we're getting information all the time from VJ and from others that you know, they're getting money, they're getting donations, and they're getting new houses. So.
Now, Frank, just I think you guys are doing a great thing, and I sincerely hope you have a lot of success, and I'd like to hear about some of your successes in a second. But I just wonder, there's some people out there that are going to be unregistered to vote, but in New Hampshire you can register day of. Are they just, do people, is it just not considered to be worth knocking on their doors that likely they won't go and vote? Or
we record, if possible, if they will give us the information whether or not they're registered.
Mm-hmm.
And that information does go back to the HQ. And what they do with that, I don't know. If they call them or maybe they do mailings, I'm not really sure how they handle
that. Well, now, hold on a second. I'm confused, Frank. I'm a little confused here. It sounded, from what I understood what you said earlier, it sounded like you're only going to houses of registered voters. So you're just encountering people that are unregistered anyway, or I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes it's not like the housing information is old,
mm-hmm.
or there's different tenants, or it's, you know, sometimes we get apartment buildings which there's only one address, but it's actually you know, a whole complex, and so there's just changes and anomalies that happen when we're out there, and we try to take as much information as we can, and we try to get that back to the HQ and whatever they can do with that, I'm not really sure. But basically, our whole quest is to be on the ground every day at the same time during all the daylight hours and going to as many houses as we possibly can to get the message out because, you know, as you know, time is running out. So,
what are some of your adventures at the door? What are people acting like? How is it going to those doors? I mean, it could be tough knocking on doors. I've done it before.
Yeah, it varies, you know. Sometimes you get people who are really happy to see you and, you know, kind of the older folks, you know, they want to sit there and kind of
don't get out much.
Chat your ear off for, mm-hmm. you know, 15, 20 minutes. But
right.
It's generally pretty positive. I've only had a few kind of real negative experiences where, you know, the person at the door has told me to, you know, get off their property or leave or something. But generally, they're pretty, you know, receptive. If anything, they'll just say, well, I'm not interested. Thank you for coming or something like that.
Sure.
Not,
yeah.
They don't really, like, slam the door. I've had one guy throw up his hands at me and kind of scowl, but nothing too bad.
Interesting. Sounds like there's a lot of activity going on right there in that house tonight. So
yeah,
you're there living with a whole bunch of other...
If anybody wants to say hello, just say hello real quick.
That's amazing, isn't it, Mark? I mean, and Julia, I mean, these activists just coming from all around the country, living together and getting out and actively campaigning for Ron Paul on a daily basis.
Can't say they did. You can't say that they didn't do what it took.
Yeah, Frank, keep us in the loop. Let us know.
What we're really doing is absolutely whatever we can do. I mean, it's just incredible.
Right. Well, keep us in the loop and let us know if anything else develops. And congratulations on your trip here to New Hampshire. I hope you enjoy your stay, aside from all the activism. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
One other quick kind of news bit. There's going to be the Tea Party going on in Boston on December 16th.
Right.
You can just Google that and you'll find all the information. But that's going to be huge. From what I understand, the Ron Paul blimp will probably make an appearance there.
Yeah, I thought I read that the Ron Paul blimp. And thank you for the call, by the way, Frank. Good hearing from you. I thought I read that they were going to put tea on the Ron Paul blimp. That they actually the Ron Paul fanatics out there have raised enough money to buy their own blimp and fly it around the country, apparently, at this point.
Amazing.
They're going to have tea, and they're going to dump it out of the Ron Paul blimp on December 16th. You can go to teaparty07.com to get signed up to learn more about that. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know first if you're on the updates list at updates. freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Got a pretty disturbing story in the world of the Internet and child pornography. No, it's not actually about child pornography. I mean, that's certainly disturbing and twisted. It's about how the government is going to use the specter of child pornography, the frightening child pornography out there on the Internet and, you know, the scary people that make it. It's going to use that as its wedge into controlling your Internet connection. So, get ready to give up your internet freedom in the name of fighting child pornography. You're willing to do that, right? You know, a little sacrifice of your freedom for the safety of all children around the world?
You know, there's so few people out there that would participate in that kind of awful stuff. It's a real shame that all of us have to suffer.
But, Mark, there's so few people that do drugs, too, and the government has been waging a war on drugs. I mean, it's been estimated that less than 1% of the population engages in hard drug use. Obviously, not counting marijuana is not counting as hard drugs, but, you know, other things like heroin and that sort of thing. So, really a minority of people involved in that.
Well, if it saves just one life, it's worth it.
Well, worth compromising all of our freedoms.
Of course, that's nonsense, and the drug war has been an abject failure that has only resulted in more drugs being on the street, harder drugs being on the street, and people perishing and having to spend lives in prison and years and decades of just wasted billions and billions of taxpayer dollars. But it hasn't deterred the government. They keep going with this crazy war on drugs thing. Well, get ready for the war on child porn. How do you think that's going to treat the rest of our civil liberties? I mean, what few we have remaining?
Very poorly, I would imagine.
Well, the first opening salvo has been fired, and Declan McCullough at CNETnews.com, or actually it's just news.com, CNET reporting from his blog, The Iconoclast, which I love the name of that, by the way.
Yes, I know you do.
He says the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, that's yesterday, overwhelmingly approved a bill saying that anyone offering an open Wi-Fi connection to the public must report illegal images, including obscene cartoons and drawings, or face fines of up to $300,000. Now, Julia, as someone who happens to work at a business that offers Wi-Fi to the public, have you heard anything about this yet?
No.
Okay. It may actually start changing the way businesses offer these sorts of connections
sure,
to people.
Sure. They can't. It's impossible to regulate that if you know for the business because they would have to have somebody sitting on duty.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if it was worded in the sense that any images that they knew about or saw or
well,
came across...
There is that factor, and we will get into the details here. But this is, as I said, it's the opening salvo, Mark. This is their first step mm-hmm. into the world of controlling your internet.
I think people would do that anyway, though.
Well, let's talk about what they want you to do here, okay, Mark?
Okay.
The broad definition would cover individuals, coffee shops, libraries, hotels, and even some government agencies that provide Wi-Fi. It also sweeps in social networking sites, domain name registrars, internet service providers, and email service providers. So it's more than just someone with an open Wi-Fi connection.
Okay.
Such as Hotmail or Gmail. And it may require that the complete contents of the user's account be retained for subsequent police inspection. Before the House vote, which was a lopsided 409-2, guess which one of the no votes was?
Ron Paul.
Yes, correct.
Because it's not constitutional.
Right.
Whatever you think about child porn, it's not worth sacrificing the Constitution of the United States for.
Well, Representative Nick Lamson from Texas held a press conference on Capitol Hill with John Walsh, the host of America's Most Wanted, as well as Ernie Allen, the head of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Allen said the legislation called the Securing Adolescents from Exploitation Online Act, or SAFE Act, will ensure better reporting, investigation, and prosecution of those who use the Internet to distribute images of child pornography. The SAFE Act represents the latest in Congress's efforts, some of which have raised free speech and privacy concerns, to crack down on sex offenders and internet predators. One bill introduced a year ago was even broader and would have forced websites and blogs to report illegal images. Another would require sex offenders to supply email addresses and instant message usernames, both of those we reported on this show. Wednesday's vote, but they haven't; those haven't happened yet. This one has, though. Wednesday's vote caught internet companies by surprise. The Democratic leadership rushed the SAFE Act to the floor under a procedure that's supposed to be reserved for non-controversial legislation.
Right. Now we elected the American people elected the Democrats in order to end the war in Iraq. They have failed to do so, and they rushed this in and compromise our freedoms. This is what happens every frickin' time. You know, there's a mandate. If there really is a mandate among politicians, they don't follow it, and they just make the crap up that they feel like they want to do, and they call that a mandate.
Well, they're just trying to protect the children, Mark.
Yeah, whatever. They're destroying the Constitution.
It really sucks because, man, child porn, it's hard to defend anything to do with child porn.
It's a difficult thing to talk against.
Yep, you're right. And they're going to use that as leverage, as I'm saying here, to continue expanding their bureaucracy.
You must like child pornographers.
Right. That's exactly going to be their position.
I don't understand why people are that way about it. It's just they're just not thinking when it comes to it. Look, if we wanted to chop the head off of every male in the United States because somebody might molest children, would that make sense to anyone? I mean, let's just go crazy and you know, forget about civil liberties, forget about all that stuff, forget about the rights that God endowed you with. Let's just go ahead and watch out for the children.
God didn't create the internet. Man created the internet, and therefore government's going to regulate it.
God created man and his abilities.
Yeah. It was introduced October 10th, but has never received even one hearing or subcommittee vote. In addition, the legislation approved this week had changed substantially since the earlier version and was not available for public review. So what their Declan is writing here is based on the legislation, the old version. So who knows what it was that they've actually passed at this point. Not one Democrat opposed the SAFE Act. Two Republicans did, Representative Ron Paul, the libertarian-leaning presidential candidate from Texas, and another rep from Georgia, Paul Brown. This is what the SAFE Act requires. Here you go. Anyone providing an electronic communication service or remote computing service to the public who learns about the transmission or storage of information about certain illegal activities or an illegal image must A. register their name, mailing address, phone number, and fax number with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line, B. make a report to the Cyber Tip Line, that C. must include any information about the person or internet address behind the suspect activity, and D. the illegal images themselves. By the way, electronic communication service and remote computing service providers already have some reporting requirements under existing law, too. 800-259-9231. So it does say that anyone who learns about the transmission of this information must go ahead and submit that those details to the government. But there's more to this story, and we'll cover that here in moments. Take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. How much freedom are you willing to give up to help the government fight their little war on child porn? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, We're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get your Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
Lots of other neat stuff there, too.
You better believe it. Good, fun, kind of techie, geeky, sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Science-y stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, ZeroToys.com, 800-259-9231. Would love to hear your thoughts on the new SAFE Act, as it is being called. This is...
They always give them cute names.
Yeah, well, who could vote against the Securing Adolescents from Exploitation Online Act? Who could possibly vote against something that sounds like that? In fact, only 2 people voted against it. Representative Ron Paul and Paul Brown down in Georgia also voted against this legislation, which essentially is going to get the government's foot in the door even further. As Declan McCullough is, in regards to internet freedom, as Declan McCullough at news.com is reporting here, Internet service providers and, Internet service providers have already had some level of regulation in regards to tracking child pornography and that sort of thing. But now they're going to really be expanding this out.
Essentially, the SAFE Act requires that anyone providing an electronic communication service or remote computing service to the public, so that could mean an open Wi-Fi connection at a restaurant or something like that.
It could
McDonald's.
Be. You just decide that you want to provide Wi-Fi to your neighborhood or
sure.
Whomever's within, you know, however many feet. I don't know how far one of those things goes, but, you know, say 80, 100 feet. If you decide to do that because you feel like being a nice guy, then you're a subject to this.
Right. So what they're requiring here is that if you're providing this service and you learn about the transmission or storage of information about certain illegal activities or an illegal image, you must register your name, mailing address, phone number, and fax number with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line. Make a report to the tip line that includes any information about the person or internet address behind the suspect activity and the illegal images themselves. Not quite sure how you're supposed to get your hands on that.
I'm just thinking, because we offer, where I work, we offer Wi-Fi service, and I have no idea what anybody does at their computer.
Yeah, I don't know, number one, how you're going to come across this information in the first place, and number two, how you're supposed to comply with these regulations if you do come across it. Like, if you work at a restaurant, Julia, if a customer comes up to you and says, I think I see someone looking at some child porn on their computer over there, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Confiscate their laptop?
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to stop looking at child porn.
Well, I mean, obviously you're going to go over there, and he's probably not going to be looking at it by the time you get there. So all you've got is the word of one customer against another customer. I mean, you could certainly kick him out of the store, but you can't grab his computer and say, I'm sorry, but the SAFE Act requires me to hold on to confiscate your laptop for evidentiary purposes.
And
the SAFE Act does not require that.
It would have
well, they
to
do
be...
want you to provide the illegal images to the government.
Well, if in the circumstance you're talking about, you can't provide them to the government because you don't have them, as all you do is see that he has them on his computer. So what you would have to do is you would have to verify that you actually saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can see that, you know, somebody may want to go over and take a look. And then if you do see it, you would call the police. That's simple.
You were going to say something, Julia?
What I was going to say is that at our store, you'd have to have it on your computer,
mm-hmm.
saved, because you can't even access porn sites at our Wi-Fi. There's blocks.
That's a good point. Interesting.
And that's a very good thing. Now, obviously, I feel like this isn't an arena that the federal government should be in.
It's not an arena.
Correct. It is not. And that's really what my biggest problem with it. Now, the law itself doesn't sound particularly onerous. Although
it
does not to me.
Now, the requirements are pretty onerous, and then the next section is pretty bad as well. Remember,
I'd like to hear that.
This
now.
Is their first foray into regulating
right.
open Wi-Fi.
The
right?
law itself. I'm not saying its implications or anything beyond that.
Okay,
just
well,
the
let
law.
Let me continue here because you haven't heard it all yet.
You're right.
Remember, they want you to be able to identify what is a child porn photo, right?
Right.
Now, it's one of those things where, you know, the judges always say, well, I'll know it when I see it, right? And if you see child pornography, that is children engaging in sex acts, it's pretty obvious if it's child porn, right? But then you get into the other, you know, when you look at the definition of child porn, as far as the legal definition is concerned, it's not just children having sex with, you know, on picture or video or whatever. It's also naked pictures of kids in their bathtub. It's also a 16-year-old girl nude on the internet. It's also, you know, teens having sex.
Right.
So
people report all kinds of things.
I'm pretty sure my mom's got a couple of child porn pictures of me in the photo album.
Probably true. Now, that's not all, because the definition in this law, which of which images qualify as illegal, is expansive. It includes obvious child porn, meaning photos and videos of children being molested. But it also includes photographs of fully clothed minors in overly lascivious poses. So if you got a,
gosh, don't go on MySpace.
Yeah, a teenager on the beach, maybe with her legs spread in the sand or something like that.
What, lascivious is, if that's really left up to somebody's opinion.
Totally open. And it goes further. Certain obscene visual depictions include a, quote, drawing, cartoon, sculpture, or painting.
Mm.
So now they're expanding the definition of child porn to include thought crimes. And we've talked about this before on the show, the idea that should a drawn picture of a nude child be illegal? Well, according to this, maybe it's not necessarily illegal, but it will be illegal for you to not report it if you know somebody who has accessed pictures like that on your Wi-Fi connection. So going on here, someone providing a Wi-Fi connection probably won't have to worry about the SAFE Act's additional requirement of retaining all the suspect's personal files if the illegal images are commingled or interspersed with other data. But that retention requirement does concern Internet service providers, which would be in a position to comply. So would email service providers, using both web-based ones and companies that offer other services. Let's see, USISPA has long supported harmonizing reporting of child pornography incidents to the bureaucracy. ISPs report over 30,000 incidents a year, and they work closely with law enforcement on the investigation, according to the U.S. Internet Service Provider Association. We remain concerned, however, that the industry would be required to retain images of child pornography after reporting them to NCMEC, the cops. It seems like the better approach would be to require the private sector to turn over illicit images and not retain copies. Because if they're holding on to the images, then how could you not accuse them of also being child porn purveyors?
Makes sense.
Where will you draw the line to say that, well, okay, he's just retaining those images for evidentiary purposes, whereas the other guy's a pervert?
Right. You know, what if the guy who retains these images is
the pervert,
a child porn guy, and he has a club that meets covertly amongst the ISP, company, and they trade their... I mean, at what point does the ISP... itself become implicated in the... Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'll tell you, the second half of the law is very dangerous.
This whole thing's bad news. Failure to comply with the SAFE Act would result in an initial fine of up to $150,000 and up to $300,000 for subsequent offenses. That's the stick, and there's a carrot as well. Anyone who does comply is immune from civil lawsuits and criminal prosecutions. There are two more points worth noting. First, the vote on the SAFE Act seems unusually rushed. It's not entirely clear that the House Democratic leadership really meant this legislation to slap new restrictions on hundreds of thousands of Americans and small businesses who offer public wireless connections, but they'll nevertheless have to abide by the new rules if senators go along with this idea, and so far, it's been a popular one in the Senate. The second point is that Internet providers are already required by another federal law to report child porn sightings to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which is in turn charged with forwarding that report to the appropriate police agency. So there's hardly an emergency, which makes the Democrats rush for a vote more inexplicable than usual. What is going on here? Would love your thoughts on this, your analysis, how you see this, where are they going to go next? They've already got their foot in the door, now they're pushing it even wider by expanding the definition of child porn to include sculptures, to include drawings,
lascivious pictures of fully clothed
teens with their clothes on, kids with their clothes on, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then go and deck yourself out in some Free Talk Live gear. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and pick up one of our shirts. We've got the lady shirt, by the way, which is we've got shirts and hoodies and all kinds of things there at store.freetalklive.com. It's good quality merchandise. And by the way, the lady shirt is available in two colors, both pink and black flavors. And you'll get the lovely Free Talk Live logo on one side and then the Free Talk Live website and text on the back of the shirt. And I've seen some pictures of some of our lady listeners in this shirt. And I must say, it is a very nice shirt. These girls look very good in it.
Maybe it's the girls.
Well, they're making the shirt look good, let me tell you. So head on over to store.freetalklive.com and you can place your order there. But whatever you do, don't put your daughter in the shirt in a lascivious pose or what could be perceived as a lascivious pose and put it on the internet. Because
is a tight shirt, is that lascivious?
No, it could be. I don't know. That's a great question, Julia. What is lascivious? I mean, how does one define that? And more importantly, how does the law define it? Because in the world of legal land, things are a little bit different. Words mean different things. What does lascivious mean to you?
Extra sexy, you know, like kind of a dirty, sexy sort of thing.
I guess would be sort of in the eye of the beholder, right?
Like yeah, as far as it is. Well, that's the problem with these laws is they are left up to the eye of the beholder, and some people think it's wrong to photograph your child naked.
Were you saying something?
It reminds me of the sexual harassment laws that I have to deal with at work.
Okay.
They're just so, like, anything can be sexual harassment,
right.
And it totally depends on the person who's being harassed, supposedly, and...
Here's the definition of lascivious from dictionary.com. This is, yeah, okay, arousing sexual desire. So if it arouses in someone a sexual desire, it is therefore lascivious. Now, we've talked to...
I was just going to say, there are some people who find some weird stuff.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Women's shoes.
Well, in fact, we've talked to a we had a pedophile call this show, a self-professed pedophile called this show. You remember that, Mark? We talked to him for like an hour. And he told us that, he said, it doesn't matter if you manage to, I don't know, ban every, somehow magically wave a magic wand and tomorrow make all the child porn disappear from the face of the planet. He says, that doesn't matter to a pedophile. When a pedophile can open up a Sears catalog and flip to the, you know, what, I guess they've got little girls' bras, training bras, that sort of thing. You flip to those pages as a pedophile, and they will consider those images lascivious. For them, for a pedophile, an image of a little person, a boy or a girl, in their underwear, is that would arouse sexual desire for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the rest of us, it's a kid in their underwear.
Well, I think that that the desire of the law, the hope of the law, is to prevent children from being exploited. The kids in the underwear ads aren't being exploited.
And no one's being exploited, Mark, in a drawing. What we're talking about here is a new law that was passed with only two dissenting votes in the House of Representatives this week. It's going on to the Senate now, and it's apparently getting good reception in the Senate. This new law is making it so that people that are offering Wi-Fi services to the public will be responsible, essentially, for anything they become aware of in regards to child pornography. So if someone tells you about someone downloading a child porn photo on your Wi-Fi connection, if you become aware of it, according to this law, you have to snitch that person out to the federal government, and apparently you also have to retain the images. Not only do you have to send the images to the feds, but you have to retain the images as well, which I find extra bizarre. But the most disturbing part about this is the fact that they're claiming that not just regular old child porn qualifies as child porn anymore. Now, if it's a drawing, a cartoon, a sculpture, or a painting, it will qualify.
Mm.
So, no, this isn't about keeping child porn out of anybody's hands. This is about the federal government getting their hands onto the internet and regulating us to death. That's what this is about. Because the idea that a cartoon is hurting anybody, in my opinion, is patently absurd. And this is disgusting and frightening.
And if it hurts you to look at it, don't look at it.
Well, that's what I would say. Declan here points out that essentially there's this very popular Japanese animation out there called hentai.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
If you've seen anime, you know what Japanese animation looks like. Well, now imagine Japanese animation except full-on sex.
Yeah, porn.
It's ludicrous, too. It's just silly to look at.
Well, it's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, many people like it.
Many of the girls in these hentai cartoons look very, very young.
They do.
From what I understand.
You're right. You're right.
And that would mean that pretty much the entire genre is now illegal. If this goes through, and it may very well.
Yeah, I don't know.
So how far are they going to take this? Are you going to start making it so that you can't even flip through a Sears catalog online and look at pictures of kids in their underwear?
What about the guy that posed for Michelangelo's David? Did anyone get the ID of that guy? I mean, he could be under 18.
Which, again, gets back to the whole IDing people gets back to the issue of how are you as an individual supposed to be the eyes and ears for the police agencies of America?
Snitch society.
How are you supposed to know what is and what is not child pornography? How are you to know if the images that you see qualify and must be reported?
I love how they pass these laws and then expect everybody to be the enforcers.
Yeah, sure. And not pay us for it.
Well, and if you don't enforce, they'll charge you $150,000. And the next time around, it'll be $300,000. And also, here's the other point. How can they expect everyone to know about this? It's just another law.
Yeah, there's so many of them out there.
Right, it's another federal government law. Nobody's gonna know about this unless they happen to be listening to Free Talk Live or they happen to be reading Declan McCullough's articles. This isn't going to get front page news. This isn't going to hit the news media. They're not going to outline all the different things. Okay, citizens, here's a new law that you need to comply with. If you spot anybody looking at anything that seems to remotely resemble something that could possibly be child porn, including drawings, sculptures, cartoons, and paintings.
You better report it or you could go to jail.
Then here's the phone number you'll call. Okay, we'll repeat that number. Make sure you get it down. And,
the weekly newsletter?
who could possibly be expected to be able to comply with these regulations? Who could be expected to even know they exist? Are you supposed to find out after they levy you with a $150,000 fine?
That's generally how it goes. Unfortunately, that's what they do. They enforce the law, and then that's how people find out about it. And they're like, whoa, hey, I didn't know anything about that. And then the story comes out about somebody's life being ruined, not the new law, but the life being ruined by the new law. And then, you know, people figure it out. Holy crap, that person's life was ruined.
Well, the fact is, as far as this law is concerned, it does specify that you have to be aware of the activity. So, at this point, they haven't gone so far as to say that any activity that happens on your internet connection, you're responsible for. Whether you know about it or not. They haven't gone that far yet, but maybe that one's just around the corner.
It's still real ugly when you start thinking about, you know, if you know your roommate is into hentai.
Right. Now you have to snitch him out?
Yeah, is that what has to happen? And the cops generally, I'm sure that there's cops out there that like hentai. But
probably,
you know, once something gets reported, that's when they really wheel into action. And you know, now the law forces people to report, and so therefore, you know, what's going to happen? It's not going to be good.
No, this is very disturbing. It's yet another advancement of the snitch society, the idea that you have some sort of responsibility or obligation to tell on your neighbors and friends and family, and I'm sorry.
In a case where no one was hurt.
Right, and I'm sorry, but I don't have an obligation. I don't. And I don't care that a bunch of jerks in Washington, D.C. sat around and wrote something down on a piece of paper. The fact that they wrote something down on a piece of paper and then they all said, yes, I'm in favor of this, doesn't create an obligation. And if you think it does, I would love for you to explain to me through what magical, fantastical process that actually occurs. 800-259-9231. How is it that a bunch of people sitting in a room somewhere can sign their names on a piece of paper or raise their hands or say I, and that creates an obligation on me to do something?
Well, I don't know that it necessarily creates an obligation, but in reality, they will put you in jail if you don't.
Well, okay. So I'm obligated to do this if I don't want to suffer a $150,000 fine or $300,000.
It's not an obligation. It's a threat.
Okay, threat.
Yeah, that's just fine. A threat.
I guess we should call it what it is. They're threatening everyone with a Wi-Fi connection.
I would agree with you. They have not, made their case and created in you an obligation, but you know, they're going to punish the hell out of you if you don't do it.
This is out of control, and I would love to hear from you as to your thoughts. Hour number two is on the way. Of course, we've got other things to talk about. Somebody wants to email about privatizing the roads. That's an evergreen topic here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the next step, by the way? What's the next step the government's going to take in regulating your internet freedoms? This is Free Talk Live. Hour two coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.